app. ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In the face of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny's death in prison and Russia's abduction of another Russian-American dual national, the Biden administration is about to bring the sanctions hammer down.
Sources tell ABC News President Biden will hit Russia and what he calls its enablers with more than 500 sanctions as the world marks 2 years since Vladimir Putin began his invasion of Ukraine. This will be the largest number of sanctions since the war began. The Treasury and State Department will offer details on exactly who they'll target Friday.
ABC's Andy Field. Discredited former FBI informant Alexander Smirnov, charged with lying about his allegations of bribe-taking by Hunter Biden and his father, the president. A judge had ordered him released on bail. He was rearrested after federal prosecutors appealed. On the Ukraine-Russia war, Denmark says Ukraine will receive the first F-16 warplanes this summer. This is ABC News. In Santa Fe, New Mexico, the first involuntary manslaughter trial in the accidental on-set shooting death of the cinematographer on Alec Baldwin's low-budget Western.
During opening statements Thursday, prosecutor Jason Lewis said his witnesses will prove armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed's actions led to Hutchins' death.
You will hear testimony that she routinely left guns and ammunition lying around the set unattended.
Gutierrez Reed's attorney Jason Bowles argued that his client is a scapegoat because she's an easy target.
She's the least powerful person on that set.
He says producers, including Alec Baldwin, bear way more responsibility than Gutierrez Reed. Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial should start later this year. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The PGA Tour will have to wait for the 15-year-old son of Tiger Woods in a pre-qualifier for the Cognizant Classic Thursday in Florida. Charlie Woods took a 12 on one hole, didn't make a single birdie, and shot an 86 for the round. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The leader of the Forest County Potawatomi is calling on Wisconsin lawmakers and other state leaders to find bipartisan solutions to problems like human trafficking and affordable housing. James Crawford gave Thursday's annual State of the Tribe speech. He also thanked lawmakers for working to increase Medicaid reimbursements for tribes and legislation to boost affordable housing. Wisconsin farmers boosted conservation efforts between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the latest USDA agriculture census.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Mike Lavenders with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Woody back in the clubhouse. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff back with the team after signing a two-year deal with a third-year option. Woodruff asked after the shoulder surgery, is there any chance he could pitch this season?
I will tell you, like I've told every other team and every other person, I'm following Dr. Meister's orders. He's the doctor who performed my surgery. That's up to him. And I have full trust in Dr. Meister, and I think he's the best in the game. See where I'm at the end of the year, and if it makes sense, maybe. But if not, I'll be ready to go for 25.
Woodruff says several teams came after him in free agency. Once his deal was signed, the Brewers then signed former Yankees and Padres catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year deal with an option next season. College basketball, Marquette with a dominating win at home, 105-71 over DePaul. Tyler Kolick with 18 assists, setting a new school record, surpassing Tony Miller and Doc Rivers. NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tomorrow night in Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds overnight and some flurries developing late. Look for our low temperatures to drop into the upper 20s. On Friday, we'll have some flurries of light snow, falling temperatures into the middle 20s by the end of the afternoon, and we'll have a gusty northeast wind. It's 39 at our studios.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, Phil Idner, the veteran war correspondent in Kyiv, Ukraine. You can find his video blog over on YouTube. Just plug in his name, Philip Idner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R. Phil, welcome back to the program. Also, his Twitter handle is Idner Philip. Phil, welcome back. How are things in Ukraine this week?
Not great. We're still having a major problem with ammunition. Europeans are trying to step up and fill the gap, but really all eyes are on the other side of the Atlantic. And there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of deep concern about what is going to happen with that potential $60 billion.
Because Moscow Mike Johnson is blocking this legislation.
Yeah. And it's, and the other thing that I noticed, of course, this week was this whole story about Alexander Smirnov.
Mm-hmm.
The GOP is compromised, clearly, by either, they are directly compromised or they're useful idiots or something else even more nefarious is going on there because... we see the infiltration by Russian intelligence officers and the willingness with which the GOP goes merrily on down the road with intelligence officers that are in direct conflict with the United States and represent a country that kills its dissidents in prisons. There's grave cause for concern here. And the fight, while this fight here in Ukraine is a very real fight with casualties and deaths, I think the Smirnov detention and arrest indicates that we're facing the same enemy. They are far more insidious when it comes to what they do to Western powers and the United States in particular, by polluting the body politic. They're killing people here. It's far worse. But yeah, the fact that they are manipulating our democracy is something we need to wake up to, and we need to start pushing back against. Moscow believes it is at war with us, and it is acting accordingly.
You would think that the GOP would have had a Scooby-Doo moment. Moment back in 2016 when Paul Manafort, the guy who put Viktor Yanukovych into office in Ukraine as a stooge, as a puppet for Putin, who had taken literally tens of millions of dollars from Ukrainian and Russian oligarchs aligned with Putin for his work, left Ukraine, came to the United States, and got the gig running Donald Trump's 2016 campaign with no pay, because he was being paid by Putin. I mean, you know, indirectly through the oligarchs. How did that not become a holy crap moment for the GOP? I don't get it. And that was seven years ago.
Yeah, I mean, Tom, this is an interesting week to be talking, Tom. And I have been, you know, those of us who study Russia, those of us who study this region.
Well, you lived there for a couple of decades, didn't you?
I lived in Moscow for approximately 5 years, and now it's 2 years. I was just getting to the point that, you know, we are marking a couple of anniversaries this year. One is the 10-year anniversary of what's called the Revolution of Dignity here, the uprising in the Maidan Square that overthrew Yanukovych, because he had been installed by some pretty, you know, questionable means, and Manafort was directly involved in that. We're looking at a 10-year anniversary of Maidan, and now on Saturday we're looking at 2 years of this massive war that's been going on here. Those of us who have been paying attention during this entire period, from Putin's rise to power up into today, this is not a surprise for us. I do not understand. I mean, people who are in the House Intelligence, you know, committee, or people who are in the, you know, in a variety of security and defense and all the rest of it, they must know some of this. I want to know when Comer knew that Smirnov was taking orders from the GRU, the aquarium.
Oh, he knew from the get-go. We've got testimony from members of Congress that they were informed. 3 years ago that Smirnov was a sketchy guy. But they ran with it anyway because they thought it could help.
It served their purpose.
Hurt Biden and help
fellow
Trump.
Travelers. Yeah, that in my mind, I'm very careful with the language that I use when I talk about the Russians and the conflict between the West and Russia. But in my mind, that makes that man a traitor. I think that is treasonous to actively. I mean, if let's shift this back, say 20, 30 years, Tom, and it came out that, you know, somebody was supporting, you know, Dukakis or so, you know, or you know, somebody was foaming that the Russians were behind trying to discredit Reagan. They would have lost their minds. Yeah. They would have gone through the roof.
They being the Republicans.
They being the Republicans. Yes, yeah, sorry. But, you know, we have been so polluted by, you know, the Russians and Russian intelligence efforts. I mean, I have made the point before, I will make it again. When the Cold War ended and the Soviet Union fell apart, we thought, in kind of our, I have to admit, hubris, that it would be our system that would go east. Obviously, democracy, rule of law, capitalism, whatever you want to say, our system would go east. What actually, it turns out, has happened, and those of us who study these things have been trying to say this, you know, shut it from the rooftops, our system didn't go east. Their kleptocracy and their information warfare, which they subject their own people to, came flooding west. And it has gravely damaged all of our democracies. The Brexit vote, for example, in the UK.
Which was orchestrated by Putin.
Was also a GRU effort. Yeah. We have got to come to the realization that the Russians have been working in the information warfare sphere for far longer than this war, this hot war in Ukraine, has been going on. But make no doubt about it, the two are very much tied together.
You know, what I find interesting, we're talking with Phil Ettner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. You can find his video blog over on YouTube. What I find most interesting is the conclusion of the Mueller report and multiple other analyses of the 2016 election, that the principal message that was being delivered with over 100 million impressions on Facebook alone from the Russian troll farms to American voters, Russians pretending to be Americans, that the principal message was both parties are the same. In other words, don't bother voting. Both parties are the same. And that was the main message that they were using in 2016. The main message that they're promoting now is that Ukraine can't win against Russia. Russia's just too big. I just had a caller 10 minutes ago who called and said, well, you know, we should just walk away because Russia can't, you know, Ukraine can't win. And I'm like, you know, Vietnam kicked us out. We're far more powerful than Russia. You're the most powerful country
in
the world.
Also, you know, in response to that, I have seen, you know, trending the very same sort of language coming from Charles Lindbergh, saying, oh, we shouldn't get involved in those English. We can't support the English. The English will never win against the Germans. We can't support them.
You know, it's the
exact same defeatist.
This is treason weasel stuff.
It really is. But what makes it even worse, and, Lindbergh, of course, had his connections with the Nazi party. And I'm not an expert on Lindbergh.
He was a notorious anti-Semite, too.
But he was a notorious anti-Semite and all the rest of it. But, you know, and also, sadly, somebody else made the point that, you know, to this day, instead of his transatlantic flight, many people actually remember him for being on the wrong side of history when it came to the Nazis.
Right.
But I will make the point that we had best, you know, realize that this kind of language, oh, Ukraine can't win, or, oh, there's just one party and the whole American project is a failed project and we're all naive and hypocrites and all the rest of it. It smacks of information warfare coming out of Russia because they study us more than they study anybody else on the planet. We have in our State Department and our Pentagon, we war game out and we discuss and study regions around the world. The Russians, by and large, to a vast disproportionate level, study us Americans and to a lesser extent the Anglo-American alliance with the British. And they know exactly what pressure points and where to apply an attack on the cracks in the system. You know, again, to bring up, I hate to turn this into a history lesson, but Khrushchev himself, and not a lot has changed between that time and Vladimir Putin. We will destroy you without firing a single shot.
Right,
we will destroy you from within. This is Khrushchev.
Yep.
And that mentality is alive and well in Vladimir Putin. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows he can't beat us on the battlefield. If we go to a direct conflict between NATO and Russia, the Russians don't have a chance. But he can turn us against one another, and he can destroy our union, whether that's the union of 50 states or whether that's our NATO alliances. This is not a mistake, and this is not happening haphazardly. We are being manipulated, we are being attacked, and it's been going on for a very long time.
We
need to wake up.
Yeah, we have Russian trolls right now who are promoting the idea of Texas seceding from the Union. I mean, that's how deeply they have embedded themselves in our body politic.
They used to have, and I don't know if they're having it now because of the given situation. I doubt they are. But annually, Moscow would host a thing that they would call the Separatist Conference, where they would invite Basque separatists from the Spanish-French region in Europe. They would Catalonians from Spain, and then they would invite Californians. They would invite Texans. They would invite anybody that would undermine. Yes, 100%. Look it up. They hosted them every year. And it's meant to undermine our union because they know that they can't defeat us if we stand together.
Right.
And by making divisions transatlantic, internally within the United States, and now, of course, manipulating us to abandon the promises that we made to the people of Ukraine, that we would uphold the 1994 Budapest Memorandum, which said that we would respect their borders. It's their means of destroying us without having fired a shot, to paraphrase.
Amen. Phil Idner, check him out over on YouTube. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Tom.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. Tennessee Republicans say, 10-year-olds, you got to carry that baby to term. I'll tell you about that in just a second.
You are home for the Devil's Advocate. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
This is the talk of Green Bay.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
John actually asked me if women had a prostate earlier today.
He did.
You did not.
No, get this, because we're in here and we're talking about...
It was a sweet question.
Yeah.
No, I thought he asked.
What?
He goes,
do you guys know. Do you guys get prostate cancer? And she's like, no, John, women don't have prostate.
A lot of guys don't know that.
Do they have ED?
Erectile dysfunction?
Yeah, do they have that, John?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. So yesterday in Tennessee, or day before yesterday in Tennessee, the Tennessee legislature was debating House Bill 2603. It was introduced by Democratic Representative Gloria Johnson. And what it says is that children who are under 13 who have been raped can get an abortion. 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old, 11, 12 years old. If you're a young girl and you've been raped and you get pregnant, you can get an abortion in Tennessee. That was the legislation that was being proposed by Representative Gloria Johnson. It was wiped out by the Republicans. Right across the board, with few exceptions, the Republicans in Tennessee said, nope, we're not going to allow that legislation because 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 12-year-old girls who get raped and end up pregnant should be forced to take that baby to term. Now, yes, pregnancy is a, you know, is a deadly, a potentially deadly thing, right? Women, you know, a couple out of, 2-3 out of every 100,000 women die from giving childbirth as adults. It becomes exponentially more deadly when you're 10 years old. It becomes massively more deadly. But the Tennessee Republicans don't care about that because they're just like, you know, they're totally in the bag for the religious hardcore religious crazies. House Bill 1244 in South Dakota, the same thing. This is from Jessica Valenti's Substack newsletter. They've got this bill or this ballot measure that will allow abortion in South Dakota, and they've gotten enough signatures to put it on the ballot. So now Representative John Hansen, who is, by the way, the vice president of South Dakota Right to Life, has introduced legislation, HB 1244, in South Dakota that would allow people who had signed the petition that got this on the ballot to withdraw their signature. And if one person withdraws their signature from a batch of ballots that contain, say, 10,000 signatures, all 10,000 signatures get invalidated under this legislation. So South Dakota, the Republicans in South Dakota think that they have figured out a way. It's a slick trick, right? The really sneaky stuff. You know, in Ohio, they try figured out a way to keep this thing off the ballot, to keep abortion off the ballot, because the people always vote to have the right to have, for a woman to have the right to have an abortion. And Republicans, of course, don't like that. So in Ohio, when Ohio citizens, frankly, a lot of Republicans too, got enough signatures on the, you know, to put abortion on the ballot in Ohio, the Ohio legislature tried to say, well, we're going to raise the threshold for a ballot measure to pass from 50% to 60%. In South Dakota, what they're trying to say is, oh, you got the 120,000 signatures you needed? Well, if we can knock 10 or 20,000 of those signatures out, you will have to take that ballot measure off the ballot because you won't have enough signatures to have it certified, even after it's been certified. Jessica Valenti writes, basically, this means if anti-abortion groups are able to convince or intimidate a small group of people into removing their names from the petition, they could stop the entire ballot process, which obviously is the point. Amen. Meanwhile, over at the Heritage Foundation, they want to make sex dangerous again. This is weird. I have to share that with you on the other side of this break and pick up your calls. So stay with us. It's the place where smart people get their news.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Right back on the other side of this break with sex and your calls. Stay with us.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. So support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free 1 month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeats.com. Yep, T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at tomlovesbeats.com. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick, Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In the face of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny's death in prison and Russia's abduction of another Russian-American dual national, the Biden administration is about to bring the sanctions hammer down.
Sources tell ABC News President Biden will hit Russia and what he calls its enablers with more than 500 sanctions as the world marks 2 years since Vladimir Putin began his invasion of Ukraine. This will be the largest number of sanctions since the war began. The Treasury and State Department will offer details on exactly who they'll target Friday.
ABC's Andy Field. Discredited former FBI informant Alexander Smirnov, charged with lying about his allegations of bribe-taking by Hunter Biden and his father, the president. A judge had ordered him released on bail. He was rearrested after federal prosecutors appealed. On the Ukraine-Russia war, Denmark says Ukraine will receive the first F-16 warplanes this summer. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday was the last day at work for the Wisconsin legislature. A busy assembly floor session included a constitutional amendment that keeps houses of worship open during public health emergencies. Several other bills up for votes are part of the deal Republicans struck with universities of Wisconsin officials, including money for new building projects. Those bills ultimately passed. The Department of Education is offering breaks on student loans. Cora Hume is with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She says borrowers with non-federally held loans need to consolidate them into direct consolidation loans by the end of April.
Older borrowers are less likely to hold direct loans, which would already benefit from this pay count adjustment. And then those that do own direct loans, they're less likely to participate in this IDR program that caps their monthly payments.
Hume says the savings have the potential to change lives. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoon from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds overnight and some flurries developing late. Look for our low temperatures to drop into the upper 20s. On Friday, we'll have some flurries of light snow, falling temperatures into the middle 20s by the end of the afternoon, and we'll have a gusty northeast wind. Right now, it's 37.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
All of your support. Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, They're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew that they would love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. We could see it in their behavior. We could see it in their coats. We could see it in the sparkle in their eye. I mean, it just amped them up. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order and a free bag of premium dog beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Check it out, drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom to 511-511. 35 minutes past the hour, so... You know what astonished me about this was that this is an official tweet from the Heritage Foundation this morning. It's saying that they want to, the new conservative policy is to end recreational sex. Let's make sex dangerous again. There are all kinds of people on the right who are running around saying, you know, we need to ban abortion, we need to ban hormonal birth control. In fact, when was it Turning Point USA? It was one of those young people's groups had a meeting last year, and they invited young Republican women. And one of the breakout sessions was how bad hormonal birth control pills are for you, right? Now, the bottom line message from these people is we want more white babies. But in any case, so the Heritage Foundation tweeted out this woman. Basically talking about, you know, let's restore sex to its true purpose and let's end recreational sex. Well, here, you can see it for yourself. You can hear it for yourself.
Paradigm, it seems to me that a good place to start would be a feminist movement against the pill and for rewilding sex, returning the danger to sex, returning the intimacy, and really the consequentiality to sex. And a great deal follows from an intentional reconnection of women's women's opting intentionally to reconnect with the fullness of our embodied nature.
So there you go. You know, let's make sex dangerous again. Let's rewild it. In other words, no more condoms. You might get a disease. No more birth control pills. You might get pregnant. This is just the logical, you know, end point of all this religious craziness that has been inflicted upon the American people by the religious right and the GOP. It's bizarre. All right, let's pick up your calls. Phyllis in Chicago. Hey, Phyllis, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I just wanted to say about and ask this question. The embryos that are now babies in Alabama,
right?
If the parents of these embryos divorce, does that husband have to pay child support?
Well, that's a good question. Here's another one. Do they get to claim them in the as a standard deduction on their income taxes?
That was my second question. So I'll listen off air. Thank you.
Okay. Phyllis, I don't have an easy answer to either of those questions other than that they highlight how absurd it is. It's like the old bumper sticker that says, I'll believe, you know, corporations are persons when Texas executes one. Good one. Great one. Phyllis, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks.
Good talking to you. Frank in Ventura, California. Hey, Frank, what's on your mind today?
Oh, God. Thank you. And by the way, I got to say first, I think you're a very great man.
Well, thank you.
Unfortunately, the lady just asked what I wanted to ask. I wanted to know if the embryo is a baby, could you get a tax credit?
Right. Well, it'll be interesting to see if somebody in Mississippi, was this Mississippi or Alabama? It was Alabama, wasn't it?
Alabama.
It'll be interesting to see if somebody in Alabama tries to claim that. You know? although you'd have federal and state law in conflict there, so then it has to go to the Supreme Court, right?
Maybe this is good news because it's so ridiculous. Maybe it'll get rid of Trump.
I think that's what Dobbs did. I mean, you know, Dobbs woke the hell up a whole lot of women and their allies. So, yeah, I think that by overreaching here, the Alabama Supreme Court has handed a huge gift to the Democratic Party. It'll be interesting to see how, you know, what kind of a change this produces in Alabama politics. I think this is very much worth watching. And I'm looking forward to the next time Norma calls in with, you know, her thoughts, because she's really got her ear to the ground down there. Frank, thank you for the call. Stefan, in Mentor, Ohio. Am I saying it right, Stefan?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I'll give you a challenging question here. Who is the link between Nixon and Trump?
Paul Manafort.
I do.
And Roger Stone.
Perfect.
Well, I mean, they were partners. But Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, and what was his name? The guy who said, you know, you used to be able to use the N-word, now you can't. Anyhow, the three of them started a political consulting firm during the Nixon administration. They advised Nixon.
Yes, and it was Roger Stone that put the idea into the Trump's pea brain that he should run for president.
Yep.
And there's that initiative, you know, that Trump had no idea what he was doing, and he still doesn't. But there's people like Stone, you know, who knows how to dig into your root canal a little bit, yeah. You know, and make that possible.
So they had registered a URL for Stop the Steal in 2016, because they were intending to run this scam in 2016 when Hillary won, and they were shocked when she lost. Roger Stone was down there in 2000. In December and January of 2000, he was down there in Florida, with the Stop the Recount efforts to prevent Al Gore from becoming president of the United States, and he was quite successful. So, Roger Stone has changed America.
Yes, he has, and the connection with the Proud Boys and. Steve Bannon and these type of individuals that have this kind of underground movement all over the world, actually, not just here.
Yeah. No,
the
I.
The other point.
I agree.
Yeah.
The other point.
The other point I'd like to make also is that President Biden needs to go out on television, for example, and showcase a bridge that is going to be built, you know, between, like he did in Ohio, but other projects, whether it's canals or cable networks, he needs to get on the ground with the shovel.
He's been doing that. He's been traveling almost continuously, you know, at least two or three times a week. He's out of D.C. He's off visiting somebody or doing something. It's just that it doesn't get covered by the media because he doesn't say stupid or outrageous things. You know, our media is not interested in the news any longer. They're, you know, it's all about infotainment. How many clicks can we get? How can we stir people up? So, but he has been traveling a lot, and you're going to see a lot more of that because he's got to knock down this meme that he's old and feeble. I mean, he is old, but he's definitely not feeble. This guy, Stefan, thank you for the call. Susan in is it Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania?
Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania. Yes. Thank you, Tom.
Sure.
My concern is which. I think it's a little down the road, but I think even Trump's followers have to realize that if he becomes a dictator, he can change our currency, meaning if you have money in your safe deposit box, in a coffee can, in a shoe box, you're going to have to go to the bank and turn that into the new currency, which otherwise you can't buy anything.
Because why would Trump do that?
Well, because now he knows what everybody has dollar-wise. They'll already know what you have in your financial reports, but there's a lot of people that tuck money away.
Yeah.
And I think when you become a dictator, I think he wants control of everything. He wants to know how much money you have and how much money I have. And he wants to know he can also devalue the face value of the currency when we have to turn it in at the bank to get the new currency.
Right.
And I do see that happening with him.
I doubt it.
He's cunning.
You know, the U.S. dollar is used internationally. It's the medium of exchange all around the world. So I would be astonished if anything like that happened.
Yeah.
I know that I have a friend who lives in Switzerland who's all hysterical about one of the Scandinavian countries. It might be Sweden. I'm not sure. But one of those countries is trying to go cashless, where everybody uses mm-hmm. credit cards and things. And and he and a bunch of his friends are all flipped out, thinking that this is the ultimate government. You know, now they'll know everything I buy, and therefore they'll know everything about me. And I'm like, you know, they can know everything you buy already. I mean, I get it that there's some concern around that, shall we say. Susan, I got to run. Thank you for the call. That's not at the top of my list of fears, but. You know, it's not impossible, I suppose. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 44 minutes past the hour, 44 and a half minutes past the hour. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We're right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Your home where for the Devil's Advocate. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
This is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almost Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. It is 10 minutes before the hour, more or less. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. I had a question, two, but if there's you mentioned, I've heard that there might be somebody buying up your radio station. Will you be on television as well?
No, it's that there is a network
of YouTube.
There is a network of radio stations in the United States that is in bankruptcy right now. And George Soros just put $400 million into buying them out of bankruptcy or resolving the bankruptcy or whatever. We have no idea what he's going to do with those stations.
Sure.
The right-wingers are all hysterical because it's George Soros. I'm a little hopeful, but God only knows. So, far as I know, this is not going to impact or influence us at all. Unless there's some new progressive stations where there's an opportunity to be on the air, in which case, we'll pitch our show. But, right now, I'm not
counting my
chickens.
I always liked it when you were on television in Seattle, but... I've got to go YouTube now, so...
Yeah, we're on TV right now on Free Speech TV Network nationwide and on YouTube, so, step by step.
Right.
Yep. Thank you, John.
The other one is that you remember when I was talking about Lawrence Tribe mentioning the money that we have here in the United States, Russian money?
Yeah.
And...
That could be seized and sent to Ukraine.
And I talked to Pocan about it as well, but my feeling is that when Biden was over in Europe, wasn't he seeing NATO... this week?
I don't know. I don't recall.
And I think he was overseas, and I think he was... I'm curious to hear his speech tomorrow, because I have the feeling... I think he has to get permission to use that money that's in the currency that's here in the United States. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking he might have gotten together with NATO to say, hey, look, I want to use the money that's being held up in the United States. And that would be an incredible... way to go bypass, take executive order, bypass the Republican Party, and then take that money out and put it towards the Ukrainian war.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, and I think he should if he can.
I'd love to hear it.
I'm with you. We'll have to wait and find out. Thank you, John, for the call. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to offer a thought on Gazan civilians, but before I do, I wanted to tell Nick to be careful. I hope he's in his mid to late 50s, because if Putin gets everything he wants over there, eventually he's going to look to us, and you'll be draftable.
There you go.
So, anyhow.
Yeah, if you want to stop World War III, then stop Russia right now in Ukraine. We could have stopped World War II if we'd stopped Hitler in Poland in 39.
Right. Anyhow, my thought for Gaza was back in 48, West Berliners were starving and suffering, and Russians were wanting to cut them off so that they would fall to the East German side of thinking. Mm-hmm. And we said, no, we're not going to let that happen. So we had this thing called Berlin Airlift. Now, they were landing planes there every minute for quite a while. And the British were doing that, too. I was thinking, could we do a revised version where no planes are landing? We're just sending out little tiny parachutes, each one with a box of about 20 to 25 pounds of food, water, and medical supplies labeled in very big letters, USA aid to Gazans, food, water, and medical supplies. And we tell Netanyahu up front, there's no weapons, there's no gas or anything like that. And if you fire on us, you are going to have a problem.
I'm not sure that there's any place in Gaza where you could safely drop something from an airplane without it hitting somebody and hurting them.
Well,
it's so heavily populated.
Parachutes on every small box, every one of them, no more than 20 pounds.
Yeah.
And
20 pounds coming out of the sky can still kill you.
Look out for the box coming down. It's got food and water in it.
Yeah. No, I think the larger point that you're making, Sandra, if I may, is that we need to be
providing aid to the refugees in Gaza, to the people who have been bombed out of their houses by Israel. And that aid is in the legislation that passed the Senate. Yeah. There is actual medical and food aid for Gaza's refugees, for Gaza's civilians, in that package that Moscow Mike refuses to bring up for a vote in the House of Representatives.
They've been told all along, Netanyahu said, everybody go drown down this area. That'll be a safe area. And then he bombs it. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then he says, we lost some civilians there, a couple thousand here. Everybody move to this spot. And it's like, you're directing a herd of animals to one area and then bombing the hell out of it and wondering why there's civilian casualties.
I know. Netanyahu is doing is a war crime. Period. Full stop.
Yeah, it's genocide.
You can't. Well, it's not genocide. Genocide is trying to kill an entire race of people, and we don't want to diminish the power of when you call what's happening in Gaza genocide, what you're doing is handing a weapon to the other side, who will simply say, well, it's not a genocide. Okay, let's have an argument about genocide, using hyperbole does not advance our cause. But war crimes are bad enough. I mean, war crimes are terrible. People go to prison for war crimes. People are executed for war crimes. These are serious war crimes, and Netanyahu needs to be prosecuted for these war crimes. Just like Slobodan Milosevic. I mean, that was an attempted genocide. He had those rape camps where he had several hundred thousand women rounded up, and Muslim women rounded up and raped by Slavic men in an attempt to destroy their culture and their race. That's genocide. Yeah. That's not what's happening in Gaza, but what's going on in Gaza is pretty damn bad. 25,000 dead people. We need to be calling it out. We need to be doing something about it, number one. And number two, we need to be providing aid to those people because Israel won't, apparently. In fact, they keep blocking aid efforts. And that, like I said, that is in the legislation that passed the United States Senate is to help out the Gazans. And Moscow Mike is saying, no, I'm not going to bring it up. I'm going to quack. And I just, it's not good. It's not good.
Well, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra. Thanks for the call. I just have 20-30 seconds here, so I'll pick up the rest of your calls here on the other side of this break at the top of the hour. But I do think it's important that we have this conversation, that America have a conversation about, what are the limits to our support for Israel. I've always been a big fan of Israel. I've spent a lot of time in Israel. I have very good friends who live in Israel. But when you start indiscriminately killing civilians with dumb bombs, and you're using weaponry manufactured by the United States, this becomes part of our responsibility as well. Alrighty, on the other side of this break, Debbie Hines is going to drop by. She's an attorney in Georgia who is, she's not? Or in D.C. Oh, that's right, in D.C. Who is quite familiar with the situation in Georgia. And I want to find out what's going on with Fonnie Willis at the moment. We'll get to that and more of the news of the day and your calls right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Ever been through a software update?